Yeah, this is just fun music. Is This It was the debut album by The Strokes. I bought it in the CD boutique in Luxembourg City. I remember quite clearly I was looking through the CD covers because, you know, they wouldn't put the actual CDs, the cases, on display. They only put photocopies of the covers in there, and so you'd flip through them and then ask to maybe listen to them at a certain moment. So I must have bought this maybe around 2001. It might have come out at that time, maybe a little bit earlier. And you know, the way I see The Strokes, it's completely exaggerated, but because I lived through it, and so I kind of think, you know, this was an incredibly significant moment, and maybe it wasn't historically. But I like to say that when The Strokes came out, and that's what it must have felt like when The Beatles came out, when there was this massive hype around one band. There was only one album. It had, I don't know how many tracks, but all of them were singles. All of them could have gone to number one in the charts. It was just incredible music. And I saw them in concert. This was also in Barcelona around 2001 or 2002. And it just felt like I was at an event by a band that was going to dominate music for decades like the Beatles did. It didn't end up being the case, but the hype surrounding this band was just something really, really special. And what I like about The Strokes is it's not perfect sound. You know, it's not clean. It's garage rock. It's rough. It's imperfect, which is exactly what I was looking for in music and in life generally. You know, I was trying to get away from, and again, you know, you have to mention Luxembourg, of course. You know, I always feel like Luxembourg is a country that is perfectionist, and where if things are imperfect, it's a little bit hard for people who are imperfect or who feel imperfect. So that's what I was looking for in music, and that's exactly what I found in The Strokes, but in other types of music as well. This is not as deep as Radiohead might be or Mogwai might be, but that's okay. Still, though, I think in The Strokes, you get that feeling of revolt, of being anti-establishment, which is exactly what The Strokes symbolized at the time. This is music that is off-center a little bit. It's not, you know, chart-topping pop or rock music. It's garage rock. It's a little bit rougher. And that's why I liked it at the time. And you know, I can listen to The Strokes every single day.